What do we have to do as the body of Christ? The exact same thing. I told Bishop I had to find a way to get some people in here. I'm going to find it. But on top of that, I got to make sure that this house, if you belong here, we know how to receive and we know how to take care and we know how to continue to pull and pull and pull to the point where these people know that they can get help and know that they got somebody to run to if they need to run to someone. Because they all may have church homes somewhere else, but they took the time to come here. But at the end of the day, sometimes people just need somebody else that I can just talk to. Amen? Anything you want to say?
Man, I pretty much just thank you for everything. When I first got the Vardaman job, just to quick say this, first person that called me, him and Reggie, actually just kind of show you how everything works in a circle, how we all get together today. Reggie called me, you called me. You make the perfect move. And that kind of gave me confirmation that's where I need to be in life. So thank you.
Most definitely.
Love you, big dog.
So guess what? Whenever they need me, guess what I'm doing? I am there. Last time Reggie asked me, he said, man, I need your help. Last time he asked me that, he said, I need your help. And I said, okay, what is it? He said, I got some guys that need some training. I said, okay. Tell them to come up on Mondays and Wednesdays. He said, all right, I have them there. He said, how much? I said, I'll give you a price later on. I talked to him again. He said, hey, you ain't tell me how much? I'll give you a price later on. Yeah, he kept on, hey, bro, I don't care how much it is. I'm going to pay for all these guys to come up to Oxford and train with you. I don't care how much it is. You let me know. I got you. He liked that word, I got you. And he ain't lying. I said, Ray, let me tell you something. Just because I am connected with you, and just because we've been in each other's life, I got you. Send all of them. I don't care how many come. There's no price. If they want to give something, it's left up to them. But because I know you, send them. Guess what? From now on, Reggie, if anybody you have, send them. I don't care. Send them. Mr. Neal, send them. I don't care how many it is and who they send them. If you guys can be faithful to what I asked of you, I'm most definitely going to be faithful to you. Young people, if you that faithful to God, the word of God said he'll do even greater than what people would do on earth for you. So make sure you line your heart up with the kingdom that God can do great exploits in you, in your life, every single day of your life. Amen? Before you guys leave, I'm going to get a picture with you guys here. Everybody that came to visit right here. Guess what I'm going to do with that picture? I'm going to blow it up, and I'm going to speak. I'm going to pray blessings over it every single time that I'm quoting the scriptures that's on our walls in the house. Because the boss lady got all walls covered with scriptures. Bathroom, living room, bedroom. I'm going to have that picture, and I'm going to point at you guys, and I'm praying the blessings of God, the protection of God, the wisdom of God over you guys' life. That's what I'm going to do, because we are now connected. The boss and I would love to mentor you guys. And if you need us, we always here. Closing out like this, boss lady. Anything you have, go ahead. Come on. You got something. You're going to have something. You got the mic. Y'all say, come on, boss lady.
George Davis, you helping him out. You're supposed to be helping me out. I really don't have anything.
Well, keep on saying it. You're going to get some. This mic cutting off.
I turned mine off too, amen. Junior cut my mic, so. Well, we appreciate God so much for the word and for you, AJ, and so grateful to have this man in my life. You know, we often say I don't think any one of us could be with anybody else. So I'm just grateful for who you are in our lives and our kids' lives and for the bold stand that you take for Christ, and it doesn't go unnoticed. And a lot of people, you know, like he said, have talked about him, put him down and ran him through the mud and drove over him and all of that stuff. I mean, nobody lent a hand to pick him up or anything, dust him off, wash the clothes, anything for him. Didn't even give a stain remover, you know. So, you know, it's just, he's been through a lot, and for him to keep standing and continue to stand on the word just shows his character and how faithful he is to God. And we know that God has so much more in store for him, and God's goodness and his blessing is overtaking his life. It's overtaking you because of your commitment to him. And so just as he is committed to the word, you all commit to the word. Commit to do what God says. Commit to live holy. Commit to be obedient to the word. Commit to walk in love. Commit, commit, commit. Don't let anything pull you aside from the word of God. Don't let anything pull you apart from the word of God, from the love of God. God's love keeps you. His love endures forever. His mercy is due to you every morning. Like he said, you can mess up, but you're still a child of God. He doesn't overlook you because of a mess up. He continues to love you through the mess. He doesn't want you to stay in it, but go through it. And so you can continue to love God just as much as he loves you. Pour your heart out to him. Let him saturate your life with his goodness. Know that he is God. And God alone, nobody beside him. Your mama can't do it for you. Your daddy can't do it for you. I have very good parents who took very good care of me and my brothers. All of us, we didn't want for anything. Maybe some things we didn't get, but we had a good life. God is so much more than that. You're looking at everything in the world to supply what you need. Your peace, your joy, the love that you need. It doesn't come from this world. It comes from the Most High. You're not going to find joy and peace in this world, the people in this world, the things in this world that you're going after and seeking. You're not going to find it in the world. You find it in the Word. You find it in God. That's true love. True love comes from Him. That unconditional love. This world love is conditional. If I don't like you, I don't love you. If I don't like you, I'm not going to do for you. If I don't like you, don't talk to me. But God says, come to me. My arms are open, outstretched, ready to receive you. Come to me today, says the Lord. Come to me today. My arms are open. My heart is open. My love is open for you. Come to me today, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bishop, that's is the number one reason why we are called one body. Not because of exercise, but because of that right there. We stand together. She gonna always have a word, always, but that what keeps us. That what we stand on. Being unified together like that is the glue, is the empowerment of us moving up together. As I move, she move. As she move, I move. I dare not go another day, another minute, another moment without the boss lady. That's why she's the boss. Amen.